Thank you, Anthony, for sharing all this information. I know we're dealing with our largest volume of administrative rule changes ever for cannabis, so it's very complicated, so thanks. Todd Delato from Can Consulting. I just want to make an important clarification on the growers and the grow site limits for medical. As Anthony mentioned, the plant numbers are going to be restricted for grow sites, but there's nothing in the law that limits the number of patients or grow sites that can be registered for the address. It's just the number of plants. So that means the current growers who do card stacking, meaning they have various growers on their property, you know, growing hundreds of plants, if not, they can still have all of those cards registered to their site, but they're only limited by the number of plants they grow. That means those growers who have been growing for medical for this time can still serve the patients. There's nothing that says they have to fire their patients. So this challenges those growers that if you're really committed to growing medicinally and serving patients, that you won't fire your patients and you'll keep growing under the new limits and serving your patients. So if you're a patient who has a grower like that, ask them, have that conversation and say, will you keep growing for me after you have to limit the size of your garden? And if they tell you, I'm forced to fire you because it's the law, they're not being honest with you. The only thing that can change that is if the Oregon Health Authority makes an administrative rule to change that. So I just think that's a very important clarification. Patients don't have to be thrown out on the streets. So.
Yeah, and I would say no matter how many plants you grow, you can still take care of your patients, exactly. So yeah, I definitely urge everyone to keep protecting and serving, you know, the patients who made this all possible for all of us.